You know what that means? It means the one and only Beth Troutman coming into the studio, appearing on the PM portion of the Crossing of the Streams, AM and PM. We do it both parts of the day, and Beth Troutman joins us now. Hello, Beth. How are you?
Hello, my friend. How are you?
I am well. We got a lot going on out there in this crazy, wacky, mixed up world that we live in. You know, I mean,
there's actually almost too much going on. I mean, everything from China to this Balenciaga scandal,
crazy,
to Sam Britton being accused of stealing a Vera Bradley suitcase in Minnesota. I mean, there are so many things that they pull at your heart and make you wish that people made better choices.
I feel like if you're a person of means, and I don't know how we would define means, but if you're a person of means and you steal something, you should get hit with a bigger whack than if you're a person without means and you steal something.
It's kind of that you're stealing a Vera Bradley suitcase, you know, not a loaf of bread to feed your family.
Well, that's a good point.
It's a whole different thing. But it also it points to, and you know, it kind of reminds me of the Balenciaga thing is kind of tied to this. How we, because of celebrity culture, and because of how we hold designers up on a pedestal, and you know, we're willing to pay huge amounts of money for, you know, random things. I just saw a picture of Kanye West with a Balenciaga, you know, one of those, I don't even know what they're called, where they put them over their teeth, but it had the...
like a grill?
The Balenciaga. Say again?
Like a grill? Like where you put the thing
on
your teeth?
There you go.
Oh my God.
More like a bite plate, but it was a Balenciaga grill with the label on it. And I don't know if it makes people that don't have a lot of self awareness yet, or maybe they're just constantly comparing and maybe looking at celebrity culture as a thing, and then you start coveting things like suitcases, and then you just walk away from an airport with one. You know, I think all of these things are tied together. It's just kind of bad moral choices.
Oh yeah, I see. I'm with you 100% because the idea that you want to covet something, you want to grab something, you want to do whatever that is. It really, people have got to get a grip on themselves, and the pursuit of things is so much less important than the pursuit of relationships and knowing people and doing things and it's only as you get older that you realize that. I mean, let's be honest.
Yes, I tell the story all the time of my mother, right, in those days that I was taking care of her before she passed away from ovarian cancer. About 6 days before she passed away, I was rubbing her feet on the sofa, and she was looking around her, you know, beautiful living room, and she said, you know what, Beth, at one point I was really, really stressed out about getting new curtains for this living room, and I kind of giggled because I thought it was a very my mom thing to say, and then she said, no, Beth, I want you to look at me. And she said, all of this stuff, it's all junk. The only thing that matters is love.
It's a hugely important point. Hugely important point. I mean,
And I took that with me because it was something that she realized, you know, in just the final days of her life. And she gave it to me as a gift that I've been able to carry with me since I was 39. And what a beautiful gift to have, because, you know, I'm not looking over at some Vera Bradley suitcase thinking, I wish I had that. You know, I'm thinking, how lucky that I'm getting to travel.
You know, that, and you know what, the lesson of what you're talking about is so important, especially at this time, when we start to get into this time of the year, we're getting stressed out. Your people are stretching their budgets further than they ever have before, just to try to keep up and get things and all that sort of stuff. And really, what matters at the end of all of this is that you have family around you, you have friends around you, you have people that will back you up, and that you will back up. And that is ultimately what it really is all about.
Yes, because you can't take any of it with you. You leave all of that stuff behind, but you carry the love. That's what you take with you to the next life. Mm-hmm. So why not put all of your energy and attention and focus on that? And the rest, you know, seems to fall into place. And a lot of it's just not necessary in the first place anyway.
All right, now I hate to do this to you. We have to get down. We have to get down to some bare knuckle brawling politics here for a second, okay?
Yeah.
I want to run this by you. I think this is interesting. I'm not going to read the entire article. It's over at Yahoo News, and it's Tom LoBianco writing this. DeSantis sticks to, quote, ignoring Trump as former president starts 2024 campaign. This is exactly what we were talking about 10 days ago in the wake of the election. He said, it says in this piece, not long after the 2024 spotlight, Ron DeSantis pleaded with his supporters to, quote, chill out.
Mm-hmm. You know, so there's a good thing going on there in just ignoring Trump and saying to people like, hey, let's get down to the business of leading. Kind of the statement that he's said over and over again, and especially in the few press conferences that he's given since Trump announced. The only thing right now that he hasn't spoken about that we have seen Pence come out and talk about, that we've seen like Senator Tillis has talked about it. We've seen other people come out and talk about this Nick Fuentes, Kanye West dinner. And that's one thing DeSantis hasn't really spoken about yet. And it's right. The one time that maybe he should not ignore Trump and maybe make a comment, you know, maybe mm-hmm. say, mm-hmm. you know, we can do better than this. We can make better choices than this. We need, speaking of celebrity, you know, don't make a big show of mm-hmm. a big, you know, dinner with a celebrity. Instead, let's lead, you know, let's make better choices. Instead, let's come together. Instead, let's talk about what's going on in Washington with McCarthy. Instead, you know, mm-hmm. let's not have dinners with Kanye West and Nick Fuentes. That would have been a key moment for him to not ignore Trump.
Right.
But, you know, I think it's a good strategy all in all, because I think that's one of the things that drives former President Trump crazy.
Or is it? The less that he says about it, the more it makes Trump, because he's got to be waiting for the chippy shot. And the longer you make him wait, the more power you kind of have in that dynamic. Because it's like, you know what? Maybe I'll wait till the debate. Maybe I'll wait till I announce and we're in a debate and we're doing, you know what I mean? And then I'll say, well, you know, I know who I have at my dinner table. My wife and kids, dude. I mean, you know.
It also puts pressure on DeSantis for that first time that he does not ignore him for that thing that he talked about. That'd be a pretty big deal.
Now, you know what's interesting? You pointed something out that I think is super interesting. I'm wondering, because, you know, his wife just battled cancer. I'm wondering if this has reframed his focus, okay, where he says, okay, look, my wife was sick. I helped nurse her through this battle with cancer. Maybe he's saying, you know what, I'm going to wait past 24. I'm going to make sure she gets a clean bill of health, that we're squared away. Everything is cool. I'm running the state. Maybe he just takes a PASS pass on this whole deal. Until down the road.
You know, I mean, it that could be for just kind of the way that, remember how Biden took a pass in 2016 because of what he went through with losing his son. And it could be very well that he is thinking about his life in terms of personal decisions, because a cancer battle will change you faster and more deeply than possibly anything.
For sure.
Timing-wise for him, 4 years is a long time to sit out.
That's true.
If he does choose to sit out 2024 and wait until 2028, that, I mean, we saw that happen with Chris Christie, you know, when he didn't jump in on the momentum that he had building behind him, and then he kind of lost it.
It's a great point.
Politically, it just depends on what his goals are, what he's thinking about. Is he thinking about family, and is he thinking about Florida? Mm-hmm. Is he thinking about being president and his ultimate political goals? Because we'll actually learn a little bit about him as we see how he approaches 2024.
What do we got coming up on the big show tomorrow, my friend?
Well, of course, we have Governor McCrory. He joins us every Wednesday in the 9 o'clock hour to talk politics, to, I'm sure, talk about Donald Trump, and to talk about what's going on with Kevin McCarthy and who might become Speaker of the House in January. Mm-hmm. We, of course, will talk about everything that happens overnight, all of the entertainment, politics, fun headlines, and we're giving away tickets to the ACC Championship tomorrow with our game that is sweeping the nation, as we like to say, the Name That Celebrity from an ACC School.
Great stuff. Beth Troutman, always good to talk to you, and I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Yep, love being with you.
Have a great night.